Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Anthony Herron, Score Football Analyst.
Deshaun and I played wide receiver in college before switching to defensive back. Ball skills are there. And once he gets the ball in his hands, we've seen multiple examples this season where he can go into playmaker mode, Luke, and potentially put six on the board.
McCarthy going deep for it off. End zone. Intercepted. Deshaun Wright, who had a pick six against McCarthy in week one with a terrific pick.
Former NFL defensive lineman and Iowa Hawkeye.
Anthony Herron receives credit for it. Tenacious job by Anthony Herron, number 99.
Mr. Herron, I want to compliment you. You're doing a fine job.
Big and Herron on 670 The Score.
We love talking to Anthony Herron. We ain't never scared. This always gets me hype. Even this song could be 30 years old, and I'm still going to be like, I'm going to go in the club and never be scared. This is Raimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Anthony joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Anthony, of course, an analyst, as you heard earlier, Fox 32. That was him talking to Lou Kanellis, Cassie Carlson, and Tina Wynn about the Bears game. He also works with us on 670 The Score, and you can catch Big Ant tonight, 6 to 7:45, leading up to coverage of Bulls and Nuggets right here on 670 The Score. He's also with Big Ten Network. And what a day for the Bears yesterday. And once again, I feel like your pregame talk, your comments about the tight ends needing to be key in this game came through yet again. You told everybody on Fox, and lo and behold.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't consider myself a sayer of sooths, but yeah, we've been on a bit of a run with my matchup segments that we do during Bears game day live, whether it was talking tight ends, talking the Darnell Wright-Brian Burns matchup, and what we highlighted yesterday. And I do one on Friday during our show Bears Blitz. And then I recap a similar version of the segment during Bears game day live. And you know, I was confident that, of course, Justin Jefferson was going to be a key cog in the Vikings trying to pass the football at a high level. But the other matchup, the other aspect of that, where Nashawn Wright has been one of the most consistent defensive backs on the Chicago Bears this season, and now the Vikings having Jordan Addison back in the lineup for that game yesterday, I was confident that was going to be an area that Minnesota would look to attack. And who would win sort of that fencing match back and forth between Addison and Wright? And each of them were able to make plays at different points, but I was really confident that was going to be a key in yesterday's game. And it was another one where something I was able to highlight beforehand ended up really, you know, looking prophetic in some way. So, yeah, my shoulders are too messed up to pat myself on the back about it. So I'll just do it verbally.
I think you need more yoga in your life. That's what I'm going to say about your shoulders. But that's
maybe a
okay.
Little PRP, a little more platelet-rich plasma.
Exactly. Get some injections. Yeah,
roll it out.
You got this. You big money. You can afford all that. Go to Europe. Get yourself a treatment.
Anthony also joins us on Twitch from his big money abode, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score.
He is big money. This segment with Anthony Herron, sponsored by Busey Bake. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. That's Busey Bank. Ant, let's talk about what we saw from J.J. McCarthy and what we saw from that Bears defense that you were just talking about. Because I'm having a little bit of, I don't know if it's cognitive dissonance. I'm just trying to figure out, is this about McCarthy being bad? Is this about the Bears defense being good? I tend to lean towards this is more about McCarthy being subpar than it is about the Bears doing extraordinary things on defense.
Well, both were true in yesterday's game. J.J. McCarthy was sailing the football all over the place. And I know we get into a space, I'll use the collective we, where we very quickly want to make some sort of a definitive call on a young quarterback. And I'm not selling J.J. McCarthy stock, but certainly hadn't come to fruition yet. But he is a young and a talented football player. He's one of the few, and I don't know, I would struggle to think of another example. Maybe he's the only quarterback that, as Caleb Williams has taken the field against a contemporary, like someone in his draft class or older, I'd say, all right, that's a definitive experience advantage for the Bears quarterback. J.J. McCarthy just hasn't played a lot of football. And whether it was my draft evaluation of him coming out of Michigan, where, yeah, there's a lot of really exciting traits, both tangibly and intangibly, for what he brought to the table. But he wasn't asked to truly be a playmaking quarterback that often. A lot of Michigan's offense was J.J. McCarthy taking the snap from center and then handing it to somebody else to go make a play. Once he got to his final season in Ann Arbor, yes, they did ask him to do more with his arm, and he had a lot of impressive moments, but he wasn't one of these guys who was in a volume passing offense. He just hasn't had as much time on task to stand in the pocket, read the field, deliver the football with accuracy, timing, mechanics. Frankly, Caleb Williams still hasn't yet either, but he's definitely done it a lot more than J.J., and in a game where both quarterbacks looked out of sorts at times, Caleb's experience advantage over J.J. McCarthy, that to me showed up for the Bears amongst some other things that we now have more data points on what Caleb does well, the mistakes he doesn't make. And J.J.'s accuracy was a big problem and has been a problem for Minnesota up to this point. I do believe he's going to turn into a quality quarterback at some point here. But the curiosity I've had about Ben Johnson for the first time working with an inexperienced QB, and that's something we hadn't seen on the Bears coach's resume before. Kevin O'Connell has had a lot of success with a wide variety of quarterbacks in the years he's been in Minnesota. It's the first time he's had to try and win with a youngster. And frankly, I think Kevin O'Connell is struggling with that in addition to J.J. McCarthy struggling, but I don't think that O'Connell did J.J. McCarthy as many favors as he could have with the Vikings' offensive approach.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Very interesting breakdown there. This segment with Anthony Heron is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. What about Caleb Williams? What's your thumbnail analysis of Caleb Williams' day?
I love the fact that he continues to protect the football. And for a guy who draws that sort of fine line between very often looking to extend the play and seek a potentially spectacular moment to color outside the lines, he does that pretty frequently, but he's not a guy who puts the ball in harm's way very often when he does, whether as a runner or as a passer. And to come out of yet another game this season, and when the games are as tight and as hotly contested as they are, yeah, we're obviously watching it and evaluating it most closely from the Bears' perspective, but games all around the National Football League, there's not a lot of blowouts, like just legit blowouts, like Indiana Hoosier style, you know, putting, you know, 7-8 touchdown leads on somebody. That doesn't happen that often in the NFL. So protecting the football means so much. And to have a young quarterback who protects the football in the way that Caleb has, like last season, we weren't completely sure what we were looking at. Like, is it just because he's worried about his interception numbers? So is it almost sort of this pseudo selfish thing where he looks inaccurate because he just doesn't want to throw it near anybody? Now the Bears are winning, and we're seeing Caleb make winning plays while he is still protecting the football as a passer and a runner. And think back to some of the spectacular moments that Justin Fields had with his athleticism and ability to extend the play. He also fumbled the ball all the time. And Caleb, as both a runner and a passer, he's protected the football. Some of it feels, you know, fortuitous for the Bears this season, where, yeah, the ball has been on the ground a couple of times, especially in yesterday's game. It's one where you respect the hustle of Roma Dunze darting in there to get it. And even Caleb, when the ball's on the ground on that botched handoff to DeAndre Swift, Caleb's shoving guys out of the way going after the ball too. So part of that is tenacity, but then also one of the sacks Caleb took, ball literally pops up into the air while Caleb is in the grasp of a defender, and it just pops right back into his arm. So, you know, it's a season that has a few kind of pseudo-magical things like that that are going in the Bears' favor, but Caleb sailed the ball over some receivers early. Caleb has some drops from some of his teammates middle and late in the game as well. So what last week, I think calling the drops from the receivers an anomaly, you get indoors. I know we talked about it last week and wondered a little bit, are we worried yet? I don't know. Luther Burden was in there. Now, as you know, I've been really excited about Luther Burden for weeks now. You got that glare, some of the expectations. That spotlight was on him, and, you know, he looked a little bit rattled by it.
We're talking to Anthony Heron. He's with Fox 32. He's also a former NFL athlete, and he, of course, joins us here on 670 The Score. And I think what we saw, though, too, was also that because Olamide Zaccheaus, the most targeted Bears receiver in a lot of games, wasn't out there as much, we did see the offense get the ball more evenly distributed. I think we saw that a little bit. You know, there were more even targets spread around. What do you think about that factor in all of this?
Well, because a number of drives, especially early for Caleb in the Bears offense, some of those drives where they went three and out a few times early or six plays and punt, they weren't running as much offense, as many plays as they had in some previous contests. And it really looked to me like the Vikings defense had not only Caleb, but I think Ben Johnson. This was a game I came away saying, you know what, Brian Flores, advantage Flores, just schematically and things that the Vikings seem to have a beat on with the Bears offense, both with their passing attack and their run game, that, you know, a lot of the respect that Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams were verbally paying to Flores and the Vikings defense going in, I think a lot of that played out. So the distribution of touches, the distribution of targets in the game, I agree, it was, you know, fairly evenly distributed. And I do love the fact that even after Luther Burden had what I think were multiple drops, I don't know what the official scorecard ends up reading, but it's at least two drops in the game for Burden. But there's that 3rd and 13 where they go to the slip screen right between a couple of, you know, kind of tight window sort of hands from the Vikings, and they trusted Burden to be that guy to make that play. So even though his performance looked a little bit hesitant or tentative in the most extensive action and the most expanded part of the offense that Luther Burden has been, you know, he did look like a young guy kind of having some hiccups, but they continued to look to feed him. And on that 3rd and 13, that run after catch was really impressive, especially at the moment in the game that he did it.
That's right after the drop, too. I know you mentioned it, but that's like, I circled that, too, because it's like, that's important, man, that he has the drop and they go right back to him. Not only does he catch it, but he makes the play right there as well. That was huge.
And, guys, there was one thing on one of the early targets to Luther Burden. When I reference feeling like, you know, maybe there's a bead that the Vikings defense had on certain things, something the Bears have gone to pretty frequently this season that whether you're talking the Saints defense, the Giants defense, and now the Vikings defense, they really seem to have a bead on situations in game. And I would need to look at some of the analytics on when exactly. But in my mind, I feel like it's some of the second downs, like second and medium, second and long, where the Bears will go to sort of that jet motion where the receiver is running laterally at the snap of the football. And you're hoping to gain leverage for your wideout. They most frequently do it with DJ Moore. They tried it with Luther Burden early in the game yesterday, and Vikings were all over it. And some of the sort of swing passes or now routes that Ben Johnson is calling were just, you want to get the ball outside the hash mark and hit one of your playmakers in space. And Vikings were all over that. And so, you know, that's just one small wrinkle. I mean, Ben Johnson is obviously continues to be one of the top play callers in the sport. But there is some evidence that some of the opponents are getting a little bit of a book on the Bears, on Ben Johnson, how he calls this offense with this personnel. And there's certain things where, you know, I'm getting, at least my read on it is I'm getting a little bit of a sense that some of the opponents are on top of some of the things that maybe the Bears were able to outflank teams with earlier in the season, where that's not happening as frequently or as easily as it seemed to for a while.
We are squarely in the back half of the season as we talk with Anthony Heron. He is a big-time analyst for us, 670 The Score. He's on tonight from 6 to 7:45, leading the Bulls-Nuggets coverage right here on 670 The Score. Also, Fox 32, Big Ten Network. And I want to go over some numbers with you and tell me if you are where I think we are, because we are in the second half of the season now.
True.
We knew that things would be changing. So here's the things I took away from yesterday. Olamide Zaccheaus on the field for just 13% of the snaps, 10 in total, while you have Luther Burden III, 33 snaps, 44% of the time. Colston Loveland, over half the time at 75% of the snaps, just one play short of Roma Dunze's 57 snaps. Cole Kmet, 59 snaps, 79% of the plays. But on the defensive side of the ball is where my eyebrow was raised the most, because the defensive lineman that played the most snaps was Austin Booker, playing 51 of the 55 snaps, his 93% snap count, more than Montez Sweat at 80%. Have we seen a changing of the guard over there? Montez Sweat is now being depended on for more than what we thought maybe he would be this season.
Or do you mean Austin Booker being depended on?
Yeah, Austin
more?
Booker.
Or, yeah. No, well, no. I mean, the numbers are obviously bearing that out for yesterday's game, but I don't necessarily take that to be the Bears like leaning on Austin Booker as their best defensive lineman with his one career sack.
Does it mean anything that he's on the snap for all but four defensive snaps?
Yes, it definitely does, Marshall. I think that for where the Bears are at in their defensive end depth, and comparing last week's game against the Giants with this week's game against the Vikings, I did like the leverage that Austin Booker was attempting to play with. And he got near the quarterback. I mean, that matchup with Booker and Darrisaw, yeah, I mean, Darrisaw is one of the more talented left tackles in football, and Austin Booker was able to get by him a few times, and he at least threatened the edge at different points, where the majority of the Bears pass rushers, including Montez Sweat, are power guys who are going to start down the middle of the offensive lineman. And even when they're brought on games, like if you watch Montez Sweat as a looper in some of the pass rush stunts that the Bears end up utilizing, he doesn't run in there. Like the difference, Grady Jarrett, there was a nice look, one of the interceptions, I believe it was the Kevin Byard interception, where Grady Jarrett, it wasn't even a called twist stunt, but just the veteran savvy of Grady Jarrett, as the pocket began to get chaotic, he saw a lane towards the A-gap, and he just sort of became a looper on his own and found a crease. But when Grady Jarrett got in there, watch it. Go back and look at the replay where he began to dip his shoulder. He did a quick chop over the top, and I think that it was good evidence that Jarrett's knees are feeling good as well, because he really got under the leverage of the interior of the Vikings offensive line, where it's really hard, especially if you're an offensive lineman who doesn't know it's coming, to block down at low leverage. Grady Jarrett used a crease, found a seam. Austin Booker, really good at using creases, finding seams. That's not Montez Sweat and really anyone else in the Bears defensive front. Virtually everyone else, a lot of power rushers. And so Montez Sweat, when he comes as a looper, he's running right through the teeth of whoever's in front of him and using those long limbs to kind of use what we call a stab move or a long arm to press the pocket back. But he doesn't win cleanly because of his frequency for doing that. Whereas Austin Booker is, kind of the main guy who really can threaten a crease or an outside third of a guy with speed. And that's a part of what can allow him to just kind of play with more energy and play more snaps, because the brand of football Austin Booker plays, similar to the great Max Crosby. Now, Austin Booker is not Max Crosby, but just in style of play, I'm drawing that comparison where they're just not running into people as frequently. So it's more of a cardiovascular exercise as opposed to a true grudge match style in the octagon. It doesn't sap your energy in the same way.
Well, at least it's not CrossFit. Anthony Heron, we have more coming up with him coming up next. Our segment with Big Ant brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. We want to get into, I think there's a couple of run plays that I want to ask you about, and we'll do a lot more with Big Ant Heron, 670 The Score's host, Fox 32, Big Ten Network, and he's on tonight. This is a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.